Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, December 3rd. You'll be interested to know, 58 years ago, today, in 1967, a team led by South African surgeon Christian Barnard performed the first human heart transplant, replacing a failing heart with a donor organ in a complex surgical milestone. The achievement proved that organ replacement was possible and opened new paths for life-saving cardiac surgery worldwide. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Wednesday at Tourmaline. This morning, it's looking clean with waves around 5 to 8 feet. Conditions stay clean as we move into the morning, dropping to 4 to 6 feet by noon. Winds are light and onshore, starting at 1 mile per hour and increasing to 5 mile per hour by the afternoon. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 7-foot high tide, when the west swell is 4 feet at 16 seconds, and the onshore wind is 0 mile per hour. The first high tide on Wednesday will be 7 feet just before 7 a.m., followed by a -1.5-foot low tide just before 2. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 64 degrees for the water temperature. Thursday offers clean conditions with waves in the 4 to 5 plus feet range, ideal for catching a barrel early on. Friday sees a drop to 2 to 3 plus feet, maintaining clean faces but becoming choppy later in the day. Saturday remains steady at 2 to 3 feet with fair conditions, but lacks the excitement of Thursday's bigger swell. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 58 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 4:42 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:39. It looks like we're in for a mostly cloudy day with a high near 66 and a light east wind at about 10 miles per hour. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low around 49 and a gentle north wind. Looking ahead in the weather, Thursday will be sunny with a high near 70 and west winds up to 10 miles per hour, gusting as high as 20. Lows will be in the upper 40s Thursday night and around 50 to low 50s Friday and Saturday nights, as sunny skies continue with highs in the upper 60s through Sunday. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the closely watched Case-Shiller Index of National Home Prices shows a continued decline in San Diego amid a new equilibrium of minimal price growth. The latest report, released just before Thanksgiving, indicated local home prices falling almost 1% in September, marking the fifth monthly decline. Nicholas Godek of S&P Dow Jones Indices stated September's monthly performance was uniformly weak, with all 20 tracked metros posting month-over-month declines before seasonal adjustment. Zillow noted that home shoppers this fall are experiencing some of the steepest price cuts in years, with San Diego notably among the 5 markets seeing major price reductions. Now on to sports. NFL Red Zone has significantly increased commercials in Week 13. So much for commercial-free football. During its 7-hour broadcast, Red Zone aired 16 advertisements, ranging from 15 to 20 seconds long. This is a notable increase from the 4 ads promised at this season's start. The telecast included 2 minutes of double box advertisements split across game windows. In total, Red Zone aired 16 elements of sponsored content for a combined 5 minutes and 10 seconds. Fans expressed frustration on social media, with some canceling subscriptions. I did too, and I think it's time to send a message. In local sports, Mountain West football rankings for Week 14 feature a new number one as the regular season concludes. This week's rankings highlight teams like the Rebels, who easily won their rivalry game and are heading to the Mountain West championship game. New Mexico continues to impress, knocking out San Diego State from championship contention. San Diego State struggled in overtime, while Boise State returns to the championship despite inconsistencies. Hawaii is back in a bowl game, while Fresno State celebrates a strong season. Utah State faced challenges, and Air Force ended on a high note. Nevada needs to retain young talent, while Wyoming and San Jose State search for improvement. Colorado State now focuses on roster management after a disappointing season. In top news, how old is too old to shovel snow? Here is what hard experts say. As winter approaches, many people are preparing to shovel snow, which can be dangerous for those with pre-existing heart conditions. Dr. Barry Franklin noted that shoveling heavy snow can be more demanding on the heart than a treadmill stress test. Between 1990 and 2006, nearly 200,000 adults were treated for snow shovel-related accidents, resulting in over 1,600 deaths. Dr. John Osborne advised that adults 65 and older should be more cautious, especially those with risk factors for heart disease. In business news, Harvard's significant wager on Bitcoin came just before a downturn in the cryptocurrency market. The university reported nearly $500 million in crypto holdings in its last quarterly report. Although Bitcoin rebounded recently, it has dropped over 20% this quarter. Harvard could have avoided losses if it sold its holdings in early October. Currently, it stands to incur a potential 14% loss on its shares. Despite the setback, these losses are negligible for Harvard's endowment, which totals $57 billion. This incident highlights the risks of institutional investment in cryptocurrencies. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 8% to just under $94,000. Ethereum is up 10% to just under $3,100. And XRP is up 9% to $2.20. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Security researchers have discovered that Wi-Fi signals can be used to image environments and identify people with near 100% accuracy. In the future, anyone who regularly walks past a cafe or restaurant with public Wi-Fi could be identified, even without a smartphone. Researchers at Karlsruhe Institute of Technology have found that commercially available Wi-Fi routers can recognize individuals based on signal changes from nearby devices. The propagation of Wi-Fi radio waves can create an image of the router's physical environment, similar to how cameras work. This technology poses a serious risk to personal privacy, as it could allow surveillance in public and private spaces. Netflix's proposed acquisition of Warner Brothers Discovery Studios and streaming unit is expected to lower streaming costs for consumers by bundling Netflix and HBO Max, according to sources familiar with the proposal. The vast majority of Netflix users also subscribe to HBO Max. In recent talks, Netflix argued that the combination would benefit consumers by reducing the cost of a bundled offering. This move aims to address potential regulatory concerns regarding consumer choice and pricing. If successful, the deal would expand Netflix's content library, but may not significantly increase its market share. Analysts suggest that this combination could create a formidable competitor to other services. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Zig Ziglar. And he said, "Success means doing the best we can with what we have. Success is the doing, not the getting, in the trying, not the triumph. Success is a personal standard, reaching for the highest that is in us, becoming all that we can be." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.